From finance to family.
Politics are getting out of control.
And maintaining your lifestyle.
I love to go on little mini trips. Makes me feel happy and relaxed.
This is Guarding Your Nest Egg with Mike Lester of Talon Wealth, along with Kristen Charles. Link up at guardingyournestegg.com.
Something we have in common is we're the type of people that if something goes wrong around the house, it's urgent. We got to take care of it, but we'd like to...
There's layers. AC and plumbing are sort of emergency. There's other things that aren't, but yeah.
And a leak in the roof or something. Yeah. You call the guy instantly.
You can deal with that actually for a little while. You can just put a tarp
or something over. Yeah. We can tweak it to make it work. And sometimes when we start fixing little things, we get really into it and dig more to see how it works. You ever done that?
I'm a tinkerer, Kristen. So I think that's part of how I got into this business is just understanding how it works and how things work. And it's because I'm a math guy, kind of I geek out on it. And what's boring to most people that they don't even want to deal with, to me, I could spend hours trying to figure it out. So yeah, I get it.
And I've gotten that way about...
I don't like plumbing.
That's what I'm saying. There's sometimes you call a guy and other times you try first. And then if it doesn't work out, you call a guy.
No, I've tried plumbing. It's just I'm no good at it, which is why I don't like doing it. I go through the whole process. I feel like I followed all the instructions. Then you turn the water back on and it just drips. And then I'm like, I just spent all that time.
And then you got to call the guy. But you learned something in the process, didn't you?
Yeah, that I'm a crappy plumber. That's what I learned. I need to call someone.
Well, I was working on something around the house the other day. I had this drill for years. Live by myself, so yes, I have my own tools. But I made an upgrade. Because I got tired of when I got into the mechanics and stuff and needed to do something about it, not having a tool to get it done. And then and I was like, well, that's interesting. Now I know how that works. But I wonder how it works in retirement when your paycheck stops at work and then you go home. How does the money get from those 401ks, IRAs? A lot of people have pensions, I know, or maybe it's other investments. How does it get into their bank accounts?
You transition into retirement and the check stops, but you still need the income. And frankly, it's understandable if they don't know how to get the money from their retirement accounts that they've been adding money to for the past 20, 30, 40 years back into their checking account so they can actually spend it because they've never had to do it before.
Right.
But now how do I live off of my money for the rest of my life and how does it get from point A to point B? So the way that it actually works for most people is going to be maybe your retirement account is a 401k or an IRA or a TSP, 403b, some kind of an account that you haven't paid tax on yet. A lot of people are going to have Roth accounts. So these are accounts where you paid tax on before the money went in. Now you don't have to pay tax on the distributions or money you take out. You don't have to pay taxes on growth. Or maybe you've just set money aside in accounts, things like individual accounts, joint accounts, trust accounts. All of this goes into the process. And so I think what people need to realize is, first of all, there is a process from getting it from your account, right, one of those three accounts, into your bank account. And that's just a distribution from whoever's holding the money.
Okay.
It's an ACH, basically a funds transfer from whoever's holding the money into your checking account. And you can elect to have them withhold taxes.
Okay.
Sometimes it's mandatory, sometimes it's not, but most people would go ahead and elect to have them withhold taxes. So the first hurdle is, well, how much do you withhold in tax? You want to work with a financial advisor that can help you determine how much you want to withhold in tax.
Okay.
Nobody wants a big tax bill at the end of the year. Nobody wants to be penalized for not paying quarterly taxes. So that's something that an investment advisor could help with, saying, all right, well, to get the money from this retirement account into your checking account, this is how we set up that connection between the two, and this is how much we can withhold.
Now, let me ask a question. Does this mean that the day it comes out, I have to do whatever? Because I know there's custodians like Fidelity, Charles Schwab, Team Media Ameritrade, I think is one.
Yeah, those are just a few.
Do they pick the date or do...
So the client or the investor can pick the date. So you could say, well, I want to get it at the first of the month, or I want to get it on the 10th of the month,
or the middle, or the whenever I used to get paid all the time before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could set it up as once a month. You could set it up as twice a month. And so it's very, very flexible with most of the companies that have the assets. Not all are going to be as flexible. But I'd say for the most part, as long as you understand how to structure it, you structure that connection between the retirement account and then your bank account at work. And then it starts to get more complicated. And I don't want to confuse people, but I do want people to be educated. There's different types of money. So again, if you have a 401k or an IRA or a TSP account or a 403b, these are all accounts where you haven't been taxed on it yet. So every time you make a withdrawal, Uncle Sam's going to look at that as ordinary income, meaning it's taxed at the highest tax bracket, potentially.
Hmm. Okay.
So that's going to be of concern. So when you start this income planning, you want to be as tax efficient as you can. So, well, which account do I pull from first? Do I pull it out of my account that is going to be taxed as ordinary income that I've never paid tax on before? Do I pull it out of my Roth account that I'm not going to be taxed on?
That's a good...
Do I pull it out of my joint account or my trust account that... Mm-hmm. It, depending on how it's been invested, it's going to be taxed differently.
Because people have all sorts
of
different
things.
These are
the types of things that we can help people with. But yeah, I understand the confusion.
Interesting to know that you can even pick when it's put in the account and how much, but it's better to know. A, thank you for letting us know how it works. It's like you're micro, but you're not.
It can be a little bit different every time. But the principles are, for the most part, the same, right?
But now we know that having a true financial advisor, a fiduciary, like you and the rest of the team at Talon Wealth happens to be, and if it's not somebody at Talon Wealth, someone should be doing that for you if you have an advisor, should be helping you and walking you through that process.
Yeah, I mean, typically if you have an advisor, that advisor is being compensated to be your advisor, and this should be a part of that relationship. It shouldn't be just, well, hey, I invest your money, don't talk to me about anything
right.
else. It's like, well, no, you invest my money. Can you help me not just with the investments, but can you or your staff assist with things like paperwork? I mean, it's
who wants to
call the custodian and get the paperwork and do this and do that. I mean, there's a service side to the industry too.
And this is part of it.
Yeah, it should be a part of it. I mean, if somebody, you mentioned a few custodians, companies like Fidelity or Charles Schwab. If you looked at those documents, let's just say your money was at Charles Schwab or Fidelity. You had never seen the document that is set up to roll your money over from a 401k to an IRA, or mm-hmm. never seen the documents set up to that are designed to set up the connection between your bank account. And it might be confusing to you, right? It's a few pages of stuff you've probably never seen before. So investment advisors can help with that. It's not overly complicated. Just know that there is a process.
Mm-hmm.
The process should include establishing the link between the money you've set aside for retirement with whatever account you want it to go into, so you can pay your bills. But it should go a little bit further. How much should you be pulling out on a monthly basis or annual basis? What should you be withholding for tax? And those are the types of questions that an investment advisor should be to answer for you and help you out with along the way.
Join the conversation now at guardingyournestegg.com.
Advisory services offered through Talon Private Wealth LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions voiced and information provided in this material are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what investments are appropriate for you, please consult with a financial advisor. Talon Private Wealth does not provide tax or legal advice. Please consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your particular situation. Florida license D056341. California license 0N00828. Talon Wealth is the official wealth management team of the Florida Gators. Compensation was paid to Learfield for partnership with the Gators as of January 2023.